Shells and rockets landed in Turkey today. Kurdish militia are returning fire as Turkish troops continue their assault on northern Syria. The Turks are targeting the Syrian Kurdish militia. The Kurds are a longtime ally of the United States, or at least they were until this week. The sharp escalation in fighting began after President Trump's abrupt policy shift, withdrawing U.S. troops from positions near the border between Syria and Turkey. The situation has sparked international outrage and raised fears of a renewed refugee crisis. The Arab League is warning that Turkey's attack could help the Islamic State regain some of its force. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said today that the Turkish operation will create a safe zone to return people to their homes and cities, and he said jailed ISIS militants would not be released. Erdogan also had a stark warning for Europe. Hey, European Union, said Erdogan, if you try to label this military operation as invasion, what we can do is easy. We'll open all gates and send 3.6 million refugees to you. So that is the view overall. On the ground, it's a story of violence and civilians fleeing border towns. The world's Shirin Jafari has been connecting with people there.
It's day two of the Turkish military's assault on northeastern Syria. Thousands of people scrambled to escape the area on foot, on motorcycles, in pickup trucks. They got out however they could.
It seems. Now they're still bombing the region here. They're still bombing the neighborhood.
22-year-old Badr Khan Ahmed spoke with me from the Syrian city of Qamishli, where he's from. He says despite the danger, it's hard to leave. This is his home.
Because we grew up here and we are really related to where we are from. And especially like this city, the people are really related to their houses, to their neighborhoods.
Khabat Abbas is a journalist from Ras Al Ain, another Syrian city under attack today. She says a lot of people took what belongings they could and fled.
There was a lot of civilians with the cars full of furniture, carpets, fridge, everything.
And some told Abbas that they weren't leaving for good.
I chat with them and they were saying no, we are not leaving our city. We just wanted to make sure our children are fine. Just wanted to say no, we are not betraying our city by leaving. They wanted to just prove it's just a temporary. We will go to the next village in order to make sure the children are fine.
Turkey is targeting this part of Syria because it sees the Kurdish militias who control the area as a threat. Badr Khan, the young man from Qamishli, is Kurdish. He says the Kurds fought a bloody campaign alongside U.S. troops against their mutual enemy, the Islamic State. Now Badr Khan says they feel abandoned by the U.S. and the rest of the world.
As a person, just to tell you that I lost a lot of friends in the war to defeat ISIS, that I know them. We lost people, we lost neighbors, we lost even members in the family. And now no one is supporting us and everyone just left us.
Badr Khan is also worried about what happens to hundreds of ISIS prisoners and their families. They're being held in Kurdish-run camps in northern Syria, not far from where he lives. Recently, he visited one of them.
Always saying in the camps when we went there that they will get the revenge of their fathers who got killed in the war and the Islamic State will come back again. Of course, this mentality hasn't been defeated and needs years to make the region safe from these ideas and this terrorism organization.
Today, humanitarian aid groups put out a statement about the situation in northeastern Syria. They warned of a looming humanitarian disaster. They say Turkey's military campaign has already interrupted water supply and medical services. Jeremy Stoner is with the NGO Save the Children.
Those that are moving away from some of this action, obviously are the ones that probably need the most support in the immediate term.
Stoner says displaced people will probably head south, where it's relatively safer.
But of course, if there's very, very big movements, then what actually happens is that you end up having people living in either displaced camps or refugee camps. It would be displaced camps in this case. And those need to be set up. And you've got all of the initial concerns around water, sanitation, food, all of those things, all the essentials of life. And that's what happens with very, very big movements.
Stoner says his team has a contingency plan to deal with situations like these. The next step, he says, is to get access to the people on the move and to make sure they have clean water and food. The UN's refugee agency says about 500,000 Syrians live within 3 miles of the Turkish border. Many of them are displaced from other parts of the country. And each day that the attacks continue means more people will leave their homes. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.